here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing all
the
time.
Yes, I'm afraid the countdown is on now. 24 days and counting till the big guy comes rolling through town, and lots of kids' Christmas concerts coming in the next few weeks. Christmas baking to be done, decorating. We decorated on the weekend. Perhaps you did too, or are about to this week here. And hoping that you'll keep us in mind here at CJME, our 56th annual Santa's Anonymous program needs some support, as toy bins are in stores only till December 11th, next week now. And we just heard from the Salvation Army that we need to get enough toys for about 3,500 kids. There's a waiting list right now, so if you can help, please do so. And many of you have used our program in the past, are back up on your feet, feeling good now, and in a point of life where you're giving back to the program. One such person is Beverly, who's been on my show previously to share how she remembers being a kid and her mom using the program.
We get a hamper with the toys, and it was cool that there were six kids in our family, and I was the only girl, so I was guaranteed at least a girl toy and not a generic toy like my brothers would get. My dad didn't work very much, and we were actually on social assistance when we actually did receive this. So, you know, mom really didn't like doing it, but at the same time, she wanted to provide for us and give us at least one gift that was going to be at least a toy. It was great. We knew that when Santa's Anonymous was coming around, that, you know, we would get one gift. It was always the first gift that I opened Christmas morning. We never opened anything on Christmas Eve, and I knew that it was going to be a doll or something along that line. It was something that was all mine and that my brothers couldn't have.
And now, proudly giving back to the program, don't you?
Yes, I actually did it this Christmas as well. I've been doing it probably for the last, I think, 10, 15 years, where it's nothing big, but I'll take $20 or $30 and I'll go shopping for kids, and I always make it a point to be able to go ahead and donate them. It just makes me feel good that somebody else is going to be able to enjoy that toy. It's part of the community. It's something that came out of a need, and it's still out of a need, but you don't even think twice about it. It's Christmas time. It's the time for giving, and that's what Santa's Anonymous is about.
It certainly is. We appreciate everyone who gives, and thank our friends from Sherwood Co-op, Canadian Tire, Dove House Senior Living, Regina Plumbing and Heating, Industrial Scale, and of course the Taylor Automotive Group to help support Santa's Anonymous. And December 11th is the cutoff. We certainly hope you'll toss a new unwrapped toy in one of our toy bins. Last Friday I was off, but I did have an opportunity to go over to the Hospitals Regina Foundation. The Grand Prize Lottery Show, Home in the Creeks, was awarding the grand prize winners the big prizes, like Christian Flamin, who won the $1.7 million grand prize home. Just a great guy. He was pretty shy around the mics and the cameras and overwhelmed by it all, but totally in disbelief that they had just won a $1.7 million home plus $50,000. And Gerald, my dad, he won the 50-50. He's going to be taking over half of the over $1 million jackpot. He wasn't quite sure what to do with it yet.
We have children and grandchildren, and right now we're just going to absorb the joy of winning this, and we'll put it in a bank and decide over the next 6 months what we want. We have a few ideas. Like, obviously, we'd like to get a new car and maybe upgrade our home, but we're both retired, so.
And then I met Dorianne Piller, who would have had the opportunity to either take a new Audi and a trip to Australia for 10 days or $110,000 in cash. And being a young couple with babies, she said cash is king. She was going to take the cash. Oh, and she kind of ignored it. If you've ever wondered what it was like to get a call when you win a major prize, Dorianne was happy to acknowledge that she almost skipped the call on Thursday night last week.
We missed the call a few times. We were getting our girls out of the tub. So we had two babies in towels and running around, and my husband saw his phone with a few text messages saying congratulations, and he said, you should probably check your phone. So I did, and I had a few missed calls and a voicemail. So I called back with two babies in diapers running around screaming. I think Dino can attest to that. He heard them. Yeah. Yeah, so it was a bit of a chaotic normal night, I guess, in our house, but very thankful for that phone call.
I just want that experience. Not the two babies in diapers. Don't get me wrong. I want the experience of getting a phone call like that, having won a big prize. But congratulations to everyone. I believe February, we start to hear about the next home and all the major prizes.
Going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again.
Well, that two-year Dudney Avenue revitalization project is wrapping up. Yeah, Dudney Avenue between Albert and Broad is open this morning, and a lot of retailers and restaurants and shops extremely happy about that, that's for sure. And we spoke actually last week to Chris Larson from Continental Furniture, which is like obviously north of the Dudney Strip on Halifax. But even he, like so many others in the area, hope that the new look is the start of greater things to come, because it can only bring attention to a ton of stores that reside in the Dudney District.
Yeah, I feel like some of the businesses being lost to the newer ends of town, you know, southeast, northwest type thing. And I'm surprised to hear how many people aren't even aware of the amount of businesses down in this area. Anything that will attract customers down to this neck of the woods is great. You know, anything that they do that's going to attract people, you know, I'm all for it. That's great.
Yeah. Well, it's like a reset day for retailers and businesses on Dudney as the street is open now. And hey, it's Cyber Monday. And if you're looking for some awesome deals besides shopping locally in person, you can save up to 40% right now online today at RolcoAuctions.com. Make sure you shop before 6 o'clock. Click on CJME when you go to RolcoAuctions.com. You're going to see hundreds and hundreds of local retailers offering deals. Restaurants, businesses, you think of it, we probably got a deal there at RolcoAuctions.com. Hey, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre had the crowd cracking up during the annual Parliamentary Press Gallery dinner Saturday night. He's delivering a few one-liners.
I see that Elizabeth May is here, and that's great, but I have to say I get a little nervous around Elizabeth because she's a hugger, and of course, I'm allergic to feelings. So we'll go back to the NDP. The NDP does have a table tonight, not a full table. They don't have official table status. But we can't forget about the NDP the way Canadians did in the last election. And isn't it great to have the Prime Minister here tonight? Right here in Canada, of all places. So he's been dodging me in question period. But Prime Minister, I don't take it personally. So let's put those differences aside and let's give him a big Grey Cup welcome tonight, everybody.
Ah, yeah. Well, part of your ride may include rolling down Dudney Avenue between Albert and Broad. It is officially open again. I know they're still moving a few of the barriers and pylons out of the way and probably are going to put a grader down there just to, you know, clear some of the snow because of all the construction. It's just kind of, you know, wind is blowing it up here and there. But it is open right now after 2 years of construction. Mayor Chad Baczynski on the show last Thursday said it would be open by Monday, and indeed it was and is. And later this morning, we'll get a construction update on how the year was from the mayor, right from Dudney Avenue at 11:30. We'll bring you that later this morning, too. But I know it must be like hitting the reset button for a lot of businesses along there who have definitely been hurt by the closure over the last 2 years. One such business, Wine Cellar, run by Hike Edwards, told me last week construction has hurt, but it looks great.
Definitely has affected our sales negatively, but the street is looking very good. And I mean, it looks really nice. Having a nice paved street will be wonderful. The wider sidewalks look very nice. We'll see if that increases traffic at all. I mean, the street does look very nice.
What do you hope the city does in addition, like down the road? What do you see as the future across the street from you to enhance the Dudney area there?
Personally, I hope they do go with sort of mixed-use buildings eventually. I don't think anything's going to happen in the near future, but I think that if they really are serious about revitalizing that area, They have to consider having people living down there more and also having some shopping conveniences like grocery stores and that sort of thing, because there are really not a lot of grocery stores in the area. So that's what I'm hoping. But you know, the city will do what the city will do.
Heike Edwards there from the wine cellar, and her personal thoughts on what could go across the street on Dewdney now that it's open up there in the rail yard since... I know, having been, a few weeks ago at a breakfast with a few gentlemen who are definitely in the loop and in the know of trying to make it happen. A new arena in the Rail Air Arts is very possible, too. I know we heard Sean Semple tell us at a breakfast a few weeks ago that he's definitely interested in that. It's going to take private money, that's for sure, if that is ever going to come to fruition. But again, today, Dewdney open, I bet a lot of retailers and business owners are pretty pleased about that. Agribition is officially done for another year. Huge success.
That's fantastic. Buildings were full. The barns were full. The rodeo was full. It was just a great year.
That's Sean Kindup, CEO of Agribition. He said he thought they had record crowds. Last year, they got over 145,000 people through. I bet more came this year because the roads were so great, right? There was no snow to stop you from hitting the highways either. And we met Jeff Ring, who told us he's been going to Agribition since he was a kid. It's a yearly tradition.
Quite a few years, almost every year, ever since the school tours, I've been there.
And he knows the rodeo is a big draw, but that's not necessarily his favorite.
Favorite part is probably coming to see the stock dogs. That's always fun. I have a dog of my own, so, you know, wish my dog could do. I'm sure if I trained him, he would, but, you know, it's always good to see.
Always something to see and do at Agribition, a huge success, and they're planning something special, I think, for next year. It's going to be the 55th anniversary, but that rodeo was hugely popular too, sold out just about every night. I think even Thursday got close to sellout too, which years gone by, the rodeo has always been well attended, but has never sold out in advance during the week of Agribition as it has the last couple of years. So it just gets more and more popular, that rodeo. December 1st, 24 days and counting, and Cyber Monday. And RollicoAuctions.com has a ton of deals where you can save up to 40%, but you got to get in before 6 p.m. today. Just click on CJME. Hundreds and hundreds of gift cards and deals from local retailers, restaurants, and businesses. Great opportunity to shop local and save as well. I want to check in with Lieutenant Tim Fraser from the Salvation Army. The 56th annual Santa's Anonymous. We have only till December 11th to get as many toys as possible. I've told you in the past how we had a record turnout in the first 48 hours for families asking for assistance when the Salvation Army opened up registration. And there's a waiting list. And Mr. Fraser, I know that waiting list is long. Has it gotten any longer because of the demand here too?
Every day we're getting phone calls, we're getting emails of families who are struggling and just needing some extra help. It pains us to not be able to help every family in need because there's just so many families that are struggling right now.
What does that tell you, Tim, about, just when you get these calls in every day? Is this one of the worst years in your mind, or is it about average right now?
I think every year it's just been continually increasing. Everything just families are having to deal with are just increasingly getting worse and harder to manage. So families are just looking for support from everywhere. So they're turning to organizations like us, like the Salvation Army, to see what we can do to help. And, when we can't help, we'll refer them to other organizations. It's really tough. It's really hard.
And I know with Santa's Anonymous, our toy bins are in stores till December 11th. We need as many donations because of the need you're talking about. And, you know, you did mention there's a waiting list. So if we have extra toys left over, you're going to try and help those, right?
Absolutely. We got just over 3,200 kids on our that are registered so far. We've brought in about 1,000 toys so far. So, you know, we're still quite a ways away. So our hope is, you know, that we'll come over and above what we need And then we'll start reaching out to those families that are on our wait list and start helping those families too.
Now, I know there's quite a gap there when you say how many kids and how many toys so far. And that gap will start to shorten a little bit once we haul in more toys from the weekend. But I'm so glad you mentioned that, Tim, because that's the sense of urgency. We only have till December 11th. We need to fill these toy orders. And then some if we can. So drop off in the toy bins. They're everywhere. A list of where you can find them are located at cjme.com. I know they're in Winners, Superstores, North and South, Zippity Zoom Toys, Canadian Tires, just to name a few. I also want to check in with you, sir, about your Christmas kettle campaign for the Salvation Army. Where are we at with that?
Yeah, so we're well underway with our Christmas kettles. Our campaign goal this year is $275,000. Our last numbers that we pulled in were $66,000. That's not including this past weekend. So we're well underway to reaching our goal for this year. You know, in order to get our goal, it's we just have to rely on our community to donate and give and be able to support the work that we do, not just at Christmas time, but year round.
Lieutenant Tim Fraser, Salvation Army. And do you find people are using the tap or is it cash still these days?
You know, the tap has been a great addition to our campaign because a lot of people don't carry cash these days. They don't carry coin. So we often hear, oh, I don't have any cash with me. And we just simply remind them, oh, we have the tap option now.
That's right.
And, that's been it's been a lifesaver.
Well, and we have a cash option, too, for Santa's Anonymous. It's at cjme.com on the website. You'll click Santa's Anonymous. If you'd rather give cash so that we can do the shopping for toys, you can do that at cjme.com. Tim, good catch-up. Thanks for being a part of the program, as always. You folks at the Salvation Army, we couldn't do it without you.
Thanks, Greg.